This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical and a patient named Jeffrey Landers, last name L-A-N-D-E-R-S, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Place was Mission Point in Flint. The date was September 21st, 2022. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Landers is a 65-year-old male who had been homeless and residing in a hotel. His chief complaint, he's here for rehab after hospitalization for syncope and multiple falls, period. New paragraph, history of present illness. Mr. Landers presented with syncope, period. He frequently fell at least four times and passed out four times, period. When he wakes up, he doesn't remember what happened, period. He has not done this in the hospital or since the hospital, period. He denies taking any illicit medications or any alcohol excess, period. He also has generalized weakness, period. He has bilateral knee pain and is left knee has been replaced and his right knee is in pain and there's plans for an orthopedic assessment for this, period. He has dyspnea intermittently, period. He also reports diplopia when he lays backwards, period. He had diffuse abdominal pain and loose stools for a month and a half, up to 5 to 6 a day, period. He had loss of appetite for a few months with nausea, period. There's no associated fever, chills, or nausea or vomiting, period. He is a bit weaker with left foot dorsiflexion, stating that they did a graft in the leg in the past, and he ended up with weakness, possibly nerve weakness, period. His vision is okay with glasses, but he states sometimes it's decreased and sometimes he has diplopia, period.
Okay, so we all need to come up with a plan.
He's at McLaren before that hospitalization for syncope. His creatinine was 1.7, but normal baseline, period. He was negative for myocardial infarction, period. He had a stress test in August of 2022 that showed an ejection fraction of 58%, period. In the emergency department at Hurley, he was hypotensive, and that improved after IV fluids, period. A CT scan of the brain and cervical spine showed no acute pathology, period. That's good. X-ray of the knees showed effusion on the right side with underlying chondrocalcinosis, period. There's no chest pathology on chest X-ray, period. His ethanol was 22 and his urine was toxic for cocaine opioids, period. However, he himself denied using alcohol or opiates, period. He's weak and he's now here for some rehab and plans on an ortho appointment around the 29th of this month, period. Two paragraph review of systems, constitutional. No fever or chills. He has diplopia when he moves back, period. There may be slight vision decrease, but not extreme, and he can see adequately, period. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. Respiratory, he has occasional dyspnea, but not at present. No cough or sputum. Cardiovascular, he gets occasional chest pain, but not now. GI, he had variable abdominal pain, although that was not a problem now, period. No current nausea, vomiting, or bleeding, period. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, he has pain in his right knee as well as his left knee, but that's been replaced, period. Some leg pain in general, period. New paragraph, neurologic, he had dizziness and weakness on the left leg and foot, and decreased sensation of the left foot, period. psychiatric colon. He was oriented here. There's mention of substance abuse and records from Hurley, although he denied it. New paragraph, past history. Asthma, COPD, diabetes mellitus type 2, gastroesophageal reflux disease and heartburn, hypertension, mood disorder, osteoarthritis of the knees. Surgical history, had cholecystectomy, eye surgery, hemorrhoid surgery, and knee surgery. The paragraph, social history. He was living in a hotel as he was homeless and was low on funds. He states he's in Section 8 housing, and I'm not clear on the nature of that period. He's a former smoker, and he states he still smokes up to 2 or 3 cigarettes a day, period. He denied current alcohol abuse, but there was a level of 22 in the hospital.
What time you get up?
He denied drug use, but was positive for cocaine. He's single, period. New paragraph, allergies. Lisinopril gives anaphylaxis. Lidoderm gives itching. Tomatoes give nausea and vomiting. New paragraph, medications. Gabapentin, 800 milligrams every 8 hours. Ventolin HFA, Bifenthrin every 6 hours as needed. Carafate, 1 gram QID, or 4 times a day. Protonics, 40 milligrams daily. Zofran, 4 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. Nitroglycerin, sublingual PRN. Loratadine, 10 milligrams daily. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams every 8 hours as needed. Norco 5-325, 1 every 8 hours as needed. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. Famotidine, 20 milligrams BID. Duloxetine, 60 milligrams daily. Dicyclamine, 10 milligrams 4 times a day. Buspirone, 10 milligrams BID. Symbicort, 80-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. New paragraph, examination. He is not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. He's a little slow to think and speak, but he's oriented to time, 5 out of 5, and the place, 4 out of 5 here. He could not recall the county, but knew the place, city, state, and floor, period. He's oriented to the person, period. Affect was normal. He's not acutely ill. Blood pressure 136 over 88, temperature 98.2, pulse 75, respirator 18, oxygen saturation 97%. Head and neck, pupils equal reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements are intact. Oral mucosa is normal, period. He has dentures. It was normal inspection. Hearing was adequate. Neck supple, no mass or nose, period. No palpable thyromegaly. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Pretty vascular, normal S1S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. The pupil pulses were very diminished, period. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. Neurologic cranial nerves are normal, period. Strength is 5 out of 5 in the upper extremities, period. Sensation is normal in the upper extremities, period. In the lower extremities, he had weakness in left foot dorsiflexion, plantar flexion, and toe flexion, period. He also had decreased sensation in the left foot only, period. He had normal sensation in the right lower extremity, period. musculoskeletal, there's thickening of the knees, period. There's a scar in the area of the left knee due to scar on the left knee from knee replacement. There's also evidence of grafting below and above the knee, period. There's no upper extremity pain and shoulder range of motion was normal, period. No inflammation of the joints noted. No cyanosis. Skin was normal apart from the graft that he had in the lower extremity as noted. It was dry and palpation overall, period. It was intact. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Landers had syncope, and the etiology was multifactorial, with contributing factors being pain, diplopia, substance abuse, and generalized weakness, period. He also had a recent acute kidney injury, period. I see from the hospital he had a creatinine of 1.8 on September 13th, and that improved to 1.3, period. He improved with IV fluids, period. Two, he has acute kidney injury, which appears improved, period. Three, he has severe osteoarthritis of the knees and is on Motrin and Norco as needed. Four, he has essential hypertension, which appears currently controlled with amlodipine 10 milligrams daily and hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, period. 5, he has COPD and I'll continue Symbicort 80-4.5 2 puffs twice a day plus Ventolin HFA 2 puffs every 6 hours as needed, period. 6, he has neuropathy and I'll continue gabapentin 800 milligrams every 8 hours as needed, period. 7, he has diabetes mellitus type 2 and he does not come to us on any hypoglycemic agents, period. He states that the sugars were stable at home. I do not see any sugars here, period. I will order a hemoglobin A1C, period. Eight, he has severe gas and soft reflux disease and continues on Protonix 40 milligrams daily plus Famotidine 20 milligrams twice a day, period. He's on Atorvastatin 40 milligrams for lipids, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.